In today's episode, we're talking about how you can grow your business by doing one simple thing, and that is growing your network. But what if you are a person that doesn't really know how to network, don't like to go out to do networking, don't want to use social media for networking? We're going to be talking about some of that today because I kind of feel you on that. So I think I have some things that really will begin to help you along your path to growing your business through networking. So you got to join me on the podcast. See you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are here to help believers and non-believers, mostly women, who want to do better while they're on this side of heaven with their business, with their impact, and with their life. So I am glad for those of you who have been joining me. And you know, I haven't given a shout out in a long time from all around the world. You guys are helping a sister grow and do the things that she is called to do. And you know, there's oftentimes, well, so I'm moving on too fast. So it's looking like we got some of my top cities. It says top five cities. I have Los Angeles, Singapore, Falkenstein in Germany, United States, again, in Adel, United States, and Chesapeake, United States. So you guys are rocking with a sister, Los Angeles. You are in the house. I appreciate you guys. I want to be able to give some more shout outs later, but I got to kind of look at the stats a little bit more. But I'm telling you guys, it's just been so amazing to having you guys rock with me. And I really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you so much for joining me. Please make sure that you are sharing the podcast. And you know, one of the things that I'm doing is not caring about the metrics, right? I used to look at it pretty like every day, like several times a day. Now I'm making sure that I just do what I said I was going to do, because when it's time for this podcast to get to the people that it's supposed to get to, it will get there. And it's going to happen through, obviously, I believe through the grace of God. And it's also going to happen with those of you who have been rocking with me from the beginning, making sure that you are helping me spread the word. Remember, you can go on to the website, or you can go on to a link in the description where you can do a donation. I always forget to say that, because that's really what's going to help us to grow. I think that in the next 90 days, I'm going to be doing a much bigger effort to get the podcast to be spreading. And it's really going to help happen through the donation that you're giving me. So if you are one that wants to help, and I would really appreciate that. So thank you so much for that. So we're talking about this thing about networking, and growing your business. So I'm just, again, I'm off the cuff with some of it. I do have some notes, but one of the things that I am trying to be very honest with myself about is the things I don't love to do with building a business. Like for real, like I am in this season, and maybe it's just a season, I just don't like to do it through social media. I think it's a waste of my time. You might think differently, and you might be one that can grow your organization through social media. I just don't. And the reality is I don't keep up with it. And I know that's on me. That's not even on you. That's not even on people. It's on me. I just don't keep up with it because I feel like there's a better use of my time. I would rather pay. I would rather pay for ads. I would rather boost posts. I would rather pay to be in someone's group to get traction and traffic that way than it is to just stay active as I do on social media. I'm using my podcast as the way to let people know, like, and trust me, because I'm looking for different clients. And social media is so geared towards shorter form content that you can just do shorter and shorter so people can stay on longer and longer. And I'm just not with that. Podcast gives me the opportunity to say the things that are in my heart without feeling like I only have 30 seconds to do it in, right? And so I've just have found that I don't love it anymore. And so again, this is my way to grow my audience. And again, if I pay for ads to do it, then that's what I'm going to do. So some of you, again, you might decide to do that. It's just not for a sister. So if those of you who are like me, we're going to be talking about that today. If you want to go through social media, I always say, less is more, right? Less is more. You think that you have to be on several platforms because you don't want to miss any money. In reality, you don't. You really need to just master one. I say one platform, one topic, 1 year, if that's what it is that you're going to be doing, because it's really the consistency that'll get you there, because it can get tiring. But again, somebody's going to think, but I want to do it on Facebook and Instagram because they're really owned by the same company. Knock yourself out. I'm still telling you no. But do what you got to do. And if you can keep it up, oh, I could just copy and paste it here. Do what you got to do. I'm telling you. You know how people say, I'm just trying to tell you, don't do it. I'm just trying to save you from yourself, right? Because I've done that, been there, done it, can write the book about it, but I won't. So how do you really network? Like, here are two things before we even get in that. One of the things that I had to also come to understand about business was, is the business that I'm running dependent on networking, or is the business I'm running not dependent on networking? Now, watch this. That might sound interesting, but let me tell you kind of what I'm thinking about. So with what we are doing, me and the girls are doing with CCO Club, we are going to be doing very high-end quality technology things for a very affordable price. With that, we can choose to not do the customer facing that we have to do is a lot less. So the networking should look different. Like we can probably run ads. We can be at different types of events. I guess that's still networking, but we don't have to do as much one-on-one, right? For that. Now for the consulting business that I have, I probably do need to do more networking, right? So that I can get out and get connected to people. So depending on your pricing model will also determine your networking. And also that will depend on your pricing model is also going to depend on where you should do your networking, right? And so maybe you should, and some people do, they do multiple platforms. Here's really my answer with multiple platforms. It's hard to do by yourself. It's hard to do by yourself. I'd rather be at a place where you can afford it. You can go in, do one recording, whether it's on video, whether it's on audio, and give it to someone to cut it up and put it where it is that you're supposed to have it. When I tell you that day that's going to come for me, when I'm ready to do that, will be a blessing, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to change my mind on that. I might change my mind, but I don't think so, because I've done it too many times. Now, can you do it? Yes, but really having a team to be able to help you with that is really, really, really good. And so one of the things is, I think partnering with people who love to do that stuff. Like one of the Toyas with what we're doing with CCO Club loves to connect with people. She's the hugger of the family and she loves connecting with people. She'll email the CEO in a second. That's just who she is and that's what her calling is. And I just love it because I'm like, I don't want to do it. So you do it. And that makes it great. Right. But also the networking, I'm speaking of the where as well. So what some of the best kept secrets are, Chamber of Commerce, like like, if you're talking about, again, I think I said it like this in another podcast, anything that has to do with a comma, right, where your speaker fee or your consulting fee or whatever your course or your program or whatever it is that you're doing is in the, you know, above $2,500 range, Chamber of Commerce is where you really want to network. Getting into some, things where there are a higher caliber of person that's business oriented. I don't mean to make it sound like that, like a higher caliber of person, but I'm talking about a person that in the respect that I'm talking about is maybe more connected, right? You want to be I forget the book that I read that was talking about how some people are connectors and some people are not. And I realize I'm not a connector. I would love to be a connector, but I'm not a connector. And there are some people that just in their mental Rolodex, they are connected to so many different people. And it's good to be connected to a connector, and it's good to be a connector. I just don't happen to be that type of person. Like I can connect people with some things, but just as a calling, not my ministry. And I noticed that a long time ago. It's just, I don't know why. That's just how, you know, the chips fell for me. So it's important to be connected with connectors. And oftentimes they're in different types of association. They may be in fraternal organizations. And for those of you out there, you know, that includes sororities. I'm just saying it. And you might be different, other types of associations that may deal with parents and mompreneurs, whatever the case may be, but getting involved in those women associations, there's a ton of things like that. And what generally happens is many people don't get connected to those types of things because of the cost, right? Or, you know, oh, I don't want to pay for something else. Well, in reality, we got to be connected somewhere if we're going to be doing networking. And it's going to be important for you to be clear about what's going to help your business grow, but how you can get connected to people, but also how you can be a service to people that you are connected to, because that's a very easy way to make your business grow. There might be some things like, I have coached a number of folks for free because they had some things that I needed from them, right? And it was just a mutual understanding, and it was a mutual benefit. And that works out so great at times, right? Someone may need a website, and I'm like, okay, I can take care of that for you. And let's see how, we can barter some goods and services, but it's still about being connected. And the other thing is, one of the things that I don't think we do enough is that we don't talk about what we're doing to enough people, right? We don't ask the question of enough people. You know, do you know anybody that needs, let's say, a website? You know, I'm doing some websites, you know, I have a special going on. Do you know anybody that needs a website? Sometimes it is simply asking the question. It might be simply putting that on, if you're doing social media, putting that on your website. It might be simply doing something, getting connected with a connector that can help you. I remember a dear friend of mine. Her name is Debbie. She's out of California. And Debbie, I might have talked about this before, but Debbie is, even though she's retired, my interior decorator. And I connected her with a lot of people so I guess I am a connector like that. But, you know, people saw my house, or they, you know, they were talking about things. I was like, yeah, I know someone. Now, it was Debbie, and I don't know, you know, a million people like that, but in different areas. But I guess that was an example of how I was able to do that. And so you never know who you are connected to, or what knowledge you have, if you're not saying anything, if you're not talking to people, if you're not asking questions when you meet people. What are they doing? You know, like, even like, obviously I go to church a lot, and one of the things that I do, you know, see the same people, give them hugs, you know, sometimes hang out and ask them, well, what do you do? You know, or do you know anybody that needs that sort of thing, right? Because again, that's where networking can start. And that doesn't have to feel like it's like you're doing something sleazy. It doesn't have to feel like you're going to this event you know, just to do this. Well, going to networking events, your job is to network. Your job is to try to get business, right? But it's not always about looking at people as a dollar sign. Really, we should never look at people as a dollar sign, but how we can enhance their lives through the services that we offer, right? And so that's something that's important. Another thing, and I know I've said a ton of things already, but another thing that's important is starting small and working to get high quality, not quantity, right? So you might want to, you know, you go to an event and, you know, you're thinking, I want to connect with everybody in the room. But you know what? You might just need to, I'm telling you, you just, oftentimes, I'm going to say this, it's connecting with the one right person. It absolutely is connecting with the one right person. And one of the things that I found out is that sometimes that can take time. Like there's this pastor at my church that I'm connecting with, and I'm looking for some mentorship from him. And when I tell you, that door opened up, and you know why? Because I kept talking and I kept showing up and I kept asking questions and I kept listening and I kept acting and I kept just doing things. And oftentimes it's things like that where you have to be in service first. Now that may not necessarily work for your pocketbook if you're one that is trying to say, oh, I'm trying to, you know, make sales right now. But in the long run, man, just think about this. In the long run, it can help you if that person helps you get connected to something that you would have never otherwise gotten connected to. So sometimes that connection is about, when I'm saying not the quantity, but the quality, it's about the right person, right? And being present and seeing how you can be of service. As a little dovetail, one of the things that I've been thinking about and praying about lately is, God, what is it that you want me doing in this season? And one of the things that I was really desperate for as a mentor, which I feel like I have right now. Another thing is I'm looking at how can I be service oriented to be able to help others in the best way that I can, because that's just where I'm at. And so sometimes it can be depending on, you know, where you are, the season that you're in, to determine how you should go about your networking opportunities. The next thing is I do have that you want to be prepared for talking about what it is that you do. And you know, people call it an elevator pitch. And being clear about, I think that you should have an elevator pitch that you can have slightly different. And I think that you should. So just know this, I've said it before. When you start your elevator pitch, you're going to fumble. It's going to fall flat. You're going to say, oh, I shouldn't have said that. You're going to stumble over words. It's not going to feel smooth. Do it. The first few people got to be your guinea pigs, right? You got to say it. You got to do it. You got to keep talking about it. But then what you want to do is you want to be actively listening, because if the person is, let's say, brand new and they need your coaching for fitness and they are a beginner, what you say to them should be different from a person that needs your coaching for fitness that might just need to get the last 10 pounds off, right? So what it is that you do really should be shifted according to who you are talking to. Unless you're just doing something, you know, I do high quality websites for a crazy affordable price. That's pretty simple, because that doesn't necessarily matter who the who is, right? But if I'm doing something more personal, then the who might matter. I hope that makes sense to you. So you got to be clear about that, depending on your service or the goods that you are selling with your elevator pitch. So making sure it's clear, it's concise, making sure also sometimes you got to say it in a way that's going to pique someone's interest, right? And you're going to say it in a way like, oh, tell me more. Now, tell me more should not be about having to give more clarity. Tell me more should be about intrigue, because sometimes people say, tell me more, or they want to know more because you weren't clear about what you said. Right. And that's not a good idea. That's not a good thing. You want to be clear. And the tell me more is about taking the next step of giving them more information about, you know, what you do and why, you know, why it's exceptional. Right. So be very, very clear about that. And the next thing I'm saying is attend events or whatever, whether they're virtual, whether they're in person, where they're small. Don't get out there and get overwhelmed. Unless you're a person that just likes to dive in deep into the pool, just do things that's small. Treat it like it's an intimate, or go to ones that are more intimate in nature, so that you can get more comfortable with doing that. And watch this. I'm talking to myself as well, because, you know, I'm looking at my network right now at the time of this recording, and I'm asking myself, does it need to be bigger? Yes, it absolutely does need to be, but I only want quality. So if I'm talking business, I have, I probably could say for sure, one person that I talk to very, very often about business, and that's iron sharpening iron, because she's sharp. She's absolutely sharp. I have another one that I bounce ideas off of, right? Like, don't talk as often about business, but she gives great perspective as well. I am developing a relationship with a mentor that is going to be able to help me, that I'm working on some stuff with there, right? And so that's three right there. Do I want a couple more? I would probably like a couple of more, right? But that's just off the top of my head that I can really sit down, call anytime, talk business with, that I feel like I am getting something in return. Now, and I'm saying it like that because sometimes as a coach and consultant, you're always in the coaching and consultant mode. So it's not necessarily that you're getting fed with what knowledge you have. You're generally giving. And so there are times when you have to be fed, or you times where you have to be able to talk to people who can look at things from a different angle. That's one of the things that I love, is that the couple of people that I have can look at things from a totally different angle and help to see my blind spots. That is very, very, very powerful to have as part of your network, someone that can see your blind spots. I do that for people, and people rely on me for that very thing. Like, check this email out. What do you think about this curriculum? What do you think if we do this? How would you do this training, right? Those different types of things, because they know that I'm a strategist and I can see their blind spots when they can't see them. So that's something that's very, very, very important. And again, it's about having small numbers of folks that you can rely on to help you with that. And the final thing that I'm saying for you with this, as far as network is concerned, is following up. I have a friend of mine, I've known her my whole life, that her follow-up game is like on steroids. She is the GOAT with that, right? Like, her follow-up game is very, very good. Her networking game is very, very good. I often will ask her, like, how do you do that? Like, that's just what she does. She's very, very good at that. And sometimes it might just be that you can get some ideas from other people who do it very well. One of the co-founders at CCO Club, Toya, she's very good, very, very good at doing that, you know. And sometimes, again, if you're not good at that, either learn it or try to partner with some folks that can support you with doing that, because it's really going to help you spread the word. Watch this. These are the things, these are the intangibles that not a lot of people want to talk about, because they're not immediate money. They're not that immediate shine. They're not sexy. I say that all the time. They're the things that are going to take time to establish. But if you do it the right way and you build your foundation of networking, after some time, you will never have to worry about where you're going to get your customers again, because you will have perfected your system. That's what I have for you today. I hope that I said something today that was a blessing to your spirit, that can help you to go out there, get your networking game on so you can build your sphere of influence. Get those folks that can listen to you, that can help you with ideas, that can help you to sharpen the knowledge that you have, because I think that at the end of the day, it's going to help you to grow your business. And not only that, but grow in your personal life as well. I will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for hanging out. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.